Good morning. Coming up on 910 here on the Mighty 690. And since it's a Wednesday, it's time for our chat with Candy Westbrook from the Coffeyville Chamber of Commerce. Good morning, Candy. How are you doing?
Good morning. Doing great.
Good deal. We had a little rain come through, and we're appreciative to our city crews who took care of the power outages and that sort of thing.
Did I forgot about that last night, yes.
There were a couple big rumbles of thunder that came through and shook things up a little bit.
I'll take it, though, man. We're so excited about rain. I know you know you're getting old when all you're excited about is when it's gonna rain.
I know, right.
But we love it.
It's the simple pleasures here. Yeah. So it's good stuff. We definitely need it, and we'll take it whenever we
absolutely
can get it. So what's happening in Coffeyville?
A few things, good things been happening. Congrats first of all to GG's. They were our business spotlight of the month. And stay tuned because we do have a couple ribbon cuttings coming up here in the next month or two, so I'm excited about some new businesses opening up. So as you know, this was all over the news everywhere, but the Model A Car Club came to town.
Yeah, that was awesome.
It was wonderful checking out the classic cars and getting to know that group. They were just wonderful people just to talk to and work with. And I know a lot of people were like, well, why didn't we know about it? Well, it wasn't really a car show per se. I mean, this is an actual group that goes from town to town. And they toured the mansion. They went to the DeVinter Museum. They went to the Air Museum. And they were all over exploring our town.
It was so really, really cool. And then thanks to you and Amy and everyone over there for sending them over here to talk about it. That was great.
Yeah.
Got a real kick out of it. And it was fun to just see them, you know, all over the place. You could tell, you know, right where they were. It's pretty obvious.
Yeah.
But, you know, them just exploring, that was really neat.
It was like watching the sightings. Like, where are they at now?
Yep.
Oh, hey, I found another sighting. So, it was really great. And I want to let everybody know that if you know of another group that might be coming to town, make sure to contact our office because we want to always put out the red carpet.
Exactly.
You know?
You can roll out the welcome mat and we can make it even a better experience if a big group is coming.
Exactly. Always looking for that. So
I even saw you had a little welcome on the sign there.
We want to do that. We want to welcome everybody to our community. So. The Coffeyville Area Child Care Coalition is applying for a grant to expand daycare. Not only will it bring in new daycare spots, but also daytime, evening, and overnight. To do this, though, they had to apply for a grant to take care of a large portion of the cost, but you have to have community donations for a portion as well. So right now, the coalition is seeking donations and sponsorships and pledges to help them meet that grant criteria. So if you're interested, give us a call at the chamber. We can give you the contact information for that. So, excuse me today. Now, I know you've already heard this, but we did have sad news that Blue Boots was closing. But the great news is Liebert has partnered with Looking Sharp. They're out of Bartlesville. So we can still have dry cleaning services in Coffeyville. Very, very excited about that because I have something in my car today to drop off. So
yeah, you'd just be able to drop stuff off at Liebert's during their regular hours.
Drop it off, and a few days later, you come back and pick it up. So, like I said, it's shipped to Bartlesville to actually do the cleaning, but at least we can have a drop-off spot here in town.
Sure, and that's nice because it's just right across the street from where people are already going. So
exactly.
Don't have to change your pattern there.
Exactly. The annual Tyro Rocks VBS is kicking off on May 30th, and VBS just continues to grow. They have 10 different drop-off, 10 different cities that they drop off and pick up bus.
We've seen the signs around.
Yeah. They start getting it all ready to go. So I love that they incorporate, you know, kids in every community to be able to have an opportunity for that. So it is that time of year. Nominations for livestock is due, along with the DNA. It has to be turned in by May 15th. Fair is just around the corner, so it's that time to get everything going. So again, May 15th is when the deadline is for livestock. Community State Bank made their yearly donation to the Midland Theater for their movies at the Midland. And they have three this year. So we've got in August is the National Treasure. September will be Shrek. And then October is Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone. So always love that. And I think I know my ambassadors are pairing up with them to offer some scavenger hunts for the kids and some other activities. So just continues to grow. Love it. I'm excited about this, but also kind of sad. So last weekend kicked off the farmer's market.
Mm-hmm.
So you can now go out to Walter Johnson Park on Saturdays. Hopefully the rain brings in some growth with crops because I know a lot of the farmers, even your small, you know, backyard farmers, just struggling this year. So some of your produce may be a little late this year or may be limited. But hopefully we'll see some soon. So stop out at the farmer's market. It's Saturdays 9 to 12. And then I haven't seen if they're going to do Tuesdays
or
not.
They are. Okay. 4 to 6.
I've been looking for that because I'm like, oh, are they going to do that again?
So they did their first Tuesday here just yesterday.
Okay. Perfect. Awesome. The Municipal City Band produced or put out their schedule for a lot of community events coming up. They are showcasing their awesome skills pretty much all over the county. So I love that our band's all over sharing their wonderful talents.
And do you know if anyone's interested in being part of the band? Are they taking people to be involved in the community band? Have you heard?
I think they're always looking for good people. Yes. Yeah. They're always within reason. I mean, I think they don't want to have like 10 of one type. But yes, they're always looking. So David Wiggins is who's overseeing that, who is also the CCC band instructor. So it's a great fit because he brings the college, the high school, and the community all together. So CRMC Foundation opens up their scholarship applications. The deadline for that is May 31st. So if you have a student interested, make sure to get that turned in quick. The library has new kiosks that replace their old catalog computers. And they're so cool. They're like little tablets. You go in, just look up where a book's at or if they have it. And so self-serve. And it's really neat. But those are new. So stop by the library and check those out. Okay, I'm going to share a few events coming up, but before I do that, just have a quick little reminder about shopping local. I say this a few times a year, but, you know, supporting your local businesses really does help our tax base. From roads to services, really keeping the taxes here makes a difference. Plus, those businesses typically buy from other local businesses, so hence the money stays right here. And I will say that over the last few months, we've had several businesses in town either close or reporting that their sales are really dwindling. And so we want to help them keep their doors open. So what I've been telling everybody is start a new habit. You just ask yourself, can I buy this locally? So before you head out of town, just go, oh, is that found here? And if it is, shop local. So not everything can be found here. We have to shop out of town sometimes.
Sure.
But okay, some events coming up. May 11th is bingo at Cedar Bluff Camp. So if you get out your little stampers, a little blotters, and come join the festivities. Of course, this Saturday's graduation, so I can't, it doesn't feel like it's, you know, maybe because we didn't have much of a spring, it just doesn't feel like it's already, you know, school time to be out and summer to get started. But shout out to all those graduates, congrats, that's awesome. And I would tell everybody, if you don't have a grad or you're not planning to go into the graduation, avoid that area. It's going to be packed. So
yes.
Just know from 1 to 2 and then probably about 3:30 to 5, it's going to be packed. So just avoid that little area. So Vanguard Academy enrollment is next Tuesday. And then we have several things coming up. I won't go through all of them, but I wanted to put them on your radar. June 3rd is what?
June 3rd. Is the auction.
Yes.
That's right.
I was like,
right.
Do you remember?
I got it. Yep, it is the auction.
That's right. The station auction every year always has some awesome stuff. They were in this week shopping at our office. So mark your calendars for that. That is also the same day as the Brian Kinsley Memorial Demo Derby. So it's kind of like a get you all excited about Demo Derbies ready for the Fair and
for
Rodeo
the big
later.
One.
Yeah.
Good.
So, and then, of course, Fair and Rodeo is coming up, and June 30th is when the one-day sale will be for your discounted tickets. So mark your calendar for June 30th and get ready to purchase those tickets. So I also will be having a one-day sale coming up, too, for the Hops Around Town Brewfest. So I'll be sharing those details on that as well. So those are just a few things. Lots more. Go out to our community calendar on the website. It's CoffeevilleChamber.com. You can get details, contact information, everything on all the community events happening in the next few months. And then you can also jump on there and sign up for our newsletter because every week we share all these updates and ton more. I don't want to bring them all today, but so sign up for that and we'll get you going.
Excellent. And I keep meaning to ask you about this, Candy, but on there on 12th Street, the where they're doing the construction, that's the Sardis Baptist Church, I believe.
Yes.
Where they're working on that.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's because the current location is right near CVR, right?
Yes, right. I mean, it really bumps right up to the new fence and the new building. And so CVR is paying for all that. And it is a large project. So that's going to be a beautiful church when it's all done. Also, the construction on CVR itself on the administrative building is like 3/4 done. So that's coming along fast. And of course, you saw Pete's. That's coming along really fast now.
See, I told people though, as soon as as soon as it goes up, you know, once they get the groundwork done, that thing is going to pop up like a mushroom. It
does,
sure is.
It does. It just goes so fast. And then I also know the soybean plant is moving along fast, especially after they got all the water kind of worked out. So now they're like pumping it out fast too. So yes, a lot of good projects happening around the community. And of course, we want the rain, although it does slow down projects, but it's okay. I'll let a project slow down a little bit for a little ways anyway.
That's right.
So
that's right. Yeah. Okay. Well, Candy, if people need to get a hold of you at the chamber, what's the best way to do that?
So we are at 251-2550. Of course, go out to our website. You can contact us on email on there or stop in, get an IC.
Right.
And see us as well and check out the bank. We're seeing so many visitors. It's that time of year where we have a lot of tourists coming through.
And I was talking with Amy when she was here last week filling in for you, because we had right next to me in the RV park, we had visitors from Australia. And that was so cool.
Yes.
That they had come all the way. You know, they'd driven like 3 days to get here from their route, which was really cool. And, you know, they are world travelers. I mean, they go all over the place, but they wanted to make sure that they had a stop here in Coffeeville.
I know. I love it. We do. We get people literally from just everywhere you can imagine. We had a couple in just yesterday who, they did a whole loop. I mean, they went clear to Wichita. They stopped in Coffeeville. Then they went down to Tulsa. But, yeah, we're always the stop on the way. And I love it that our little community gets to be the little stop. And we get to visit people with all kinds of backgrounds.
So, absolutely. Yep. There's all sorts of even little Dalton things you can go to. I think Merrimack Caverns has Dalton stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Over in Mead in western Kansas, there's Dalton stuff. And then right here. So, you know, there's even people who make those little tracks just for
absolutely.
That specific.
Yeah, it's great. I love it this time of year. It's just interesting to talk and have those conversations with people. A lot of them have some connections even sometimes.
Oh, yeah. It's
and, of course, everybody is related to the Dalton somehow.
Everyone. Everyone, even me. So, yeah, that's always good. So, we appreciate that. And, yeah, family vacation's starting up here. We're going to see lots of folks coming in town. So say hi and make them feel welcome.
That's right.
All right. Well, Candy, appreciate you coming in as always. And look forward to chatting again here real soon.
All right. Thank you.
And we'll be back to Open Line right after this on the Mighty 690.